Psalm 91. How many of you are there? Ryan, are you there? Could you stand up, turn around, read Psalm 91, verse 2, nice and loud for everybody to hear? In him will I trust. Turn with me over to Proverbs chapter 18. This morning we were talking about trusting the Lord. Two things we don't want to put all of our trust in. Two things we do not want to put all our trust in: man and our own self. And God showed us that through his word, Jeremiah chapter 17. Tonight we're going to take a little closer look at how to trust the Lord, in what way. We're going to conclude our series of the names of God, certainly not an exhaustive series, but a concluding thought here tonight, to trust in his name. Trust in his name. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 10 says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe." Let's pray. Lord, thank you for tonight. Thank you that you've given us a place to find refuge. Thank you that we can trust your name. God, everything that you've said about yourself is true. Everything you've told us about ourselves is true. Lord, I pray that you would help us to trust you more. God, that the very character of who you are, that God, we'd get a hold of that and make application personally in our life. Lord, help us with this message here tonight. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. I do not expect this to be a long message tonight, although I have some information. Some of it is as point of review. To review the nine names that we've studied over the last number of weeks, that would be, originally we were going to study some names of God. We're going to try and do two a week. Well, that didn't work out so well, and I appreciate your patience with this. I hope you've learned some things about the Lord. Hope you've gotten a blessing to know God a little bit deeper. As God reveals himself about himself through a name, we learn more about him, and he takes on that character. We first saw Elohim, spelled G-O-D, right? God. Anytime we saw that, he is the three-in-one creator. Next, we moved on to Jehovah, the self-existent one. Remember, I am. Oh, what a powerful, powerful name. Capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. When we see that in our scriptures, that is the Lord Jehovah. Next, we saw Lord, capital L, lowercase O-R-D. That is Adonai, meaning master, Lord and master. Then we took a combination of the Jehovah name and we added a name to it. Again, each time God revealing himself about that circumstance, we looked at Abraham and we saw how God was Jehovah Jireh, and he provided, the Lord will provide. When Abraham was asked to sacrifice his son, God provided. God provided himself as a sacrifice. God meets our needs, and what a blessing that was. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, our great physician. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord my banner. Victory is to be had in our daily battles. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace, as he proves himself faithful in the storms of life. Remember, we looked at Gideon. Remember Gideon? Gideon says, "The Lord our peace, Jehovah Shalom." This was a man that God found hiding, of the smallest of character, and God gave him a peace in his heart before he went into the battle. With the battle on the cusp, on the edge, yet God still instilled peace in the midst of the storm. What a blessing that thought was. Jehovah Ra, the Lord my shepherd, as he gently leads us along through life under his loving care. Remember, we looked at Psalm 23. We looked at John chapter 10. Last week, we looked at Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. We can face the future unafraid, knowing that God is there. God is with us. God is someone that we can trust. We can trust in his name. Each one of these things is true about the Lord, and we can claim him at his promises. From Genesis to Ezekiel, have we looked at nine different names of God. In the Old Testament, God progressively introduces his names to teach his people about himself.
the more we are faithful to the Lord, the easier it is for us to trust Him. Think about that thought for a second. The more we are faithful to what He says and our obedience to Him, it makes it easier for us to trust Him. He never hurts us. He never does us wrong. Ever come away from a situation and go, I don't know if I got the best out of that situation. I don't know. Maybe you were in high school, junior high. When I was in junior high school, elementary school, there was something that was very popular. They were called sports cards. Anybody remember sports cards? Baseball cards, football cards. Are they popular now? Do you guys do anything with football cards? A little bit?
Yeah.
They are?
Depends.
Depends on who?
Like Mike Trout.
Mike Trout. I've heard of him before. Yeah. LeBron James, probably. Pretty popular. Derek Jeter. It's a piece of cardboard, but they say it's worth $1 million. All right. Sounds good. All right. It's worth what someone will pay for it, right? But when I was a kid, we used to collect baseball cards, Topps cards. If you had a lot of money, maybe starter cards or even Upper Deck cards. Whoa. Those were high end right there. And then you would take them and you would trade them with your friends. And you'd walk away sometimes going, I don't know if I got the best deal there. Yeah, I made the offer or he made the offer and I walked away and I got my guy, but I had to give up quite a bit for that. You know, we can come to the Lord, and the more we prove Him in His faithfulness, the more we show faithfulness to this, the more we can trust Him. He's never done us wrong. Learning to trust God more is really one of the main points of our studying these names. That we would trust God for who He says He is. That He is the Creator, that He is the self-existent One, that He is our Lord and Master, that God will provide, that He can heal, that He's our victory, that He's our peace, that He's our Shepherd, and that He's with us. And as we've studied these things, it's not just a knowledge of this, it is a personal application of all these truths in my daily life. And as I go through life and I call out God for who He says He is, that helps me trust Him more because He does provide and He does bring victory and He does impart peace. Psalm chapter 20 tonight. Psalm chapter 20. Number one, God is someone that we can trust. Psalm chapter 20 and verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. Can I tell you, I've never trusted a horse. I look at those things and I think, mm-mm. In a second, he's going to turn around and just kick me right in my face. Madeline, it's possible. Some trust in chariots. How many of you get in your car and go, oh, this is going to go great. You're ready to go to work. Although we don't ride around in chariots, we got a little chariot. It went from 2 horsepower to maybe 250 horsepower. But I wonder if they dealt with the same frustrations with chariots as we do with cars. I don't know. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember. Look at what it says. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Why is it so important to remember the name? Because as God has revealed Himself through His name and all those different names, it reveals to us about Him. If I wanted to call a plumber, I would say I'd take out the phone book and look it up, but I wouldn't. I would just Google plumber. Because I'm looking for someone with that character trait. Plumber. Hey, if we're looking for victory, you know what we should look up? We should trust in the name of God because He is victory. If we're lacking peace, where should we go? We should go to God. We should trust in His name. No matter what problems we face, God wants us to remember His name instead of searching for solutions on our own. Think about that. Hey, as we have problems in our life, what does he want us to do? He wants us to run to him. He wants us to come to him and say, God, I need you. I need you to be who you said you would be. Not one time has he failed us. Not one time. No matter what the problem is. Psalm 62 tonight. I hope you can mark these verses off in your Bible. Maybe underline. I don't know if you make notes in your Bible. These are important verses to make mention of that you could someday say, things are going great right now. Just hold on. I think in life, you ought to always be strapped in. Why? Because you have no idea what's around the corner. In your Christian life, wear your seatbelt. Because you may feel like, hey, everything's going great. And then you go to work the next day, and all of a sudden there's a pink slip. You go to the doctor's appointment, or all of a sudden the vehicle, or all of a sudden there's health, or all of a sudden there's... And all of a sudden your very essence and of faith is tried. Are you ready for that? Marianne gave the blessing of, hey, thankfully we were not in an accident and we diverted and went around something. Could have gotten hurt. You don't expect that. You don't expect that in your life. Hey, be strapped in. Have these things equipped. Be ready with these things. Mark these things down because one day these things are going to become very valuable to us. When you get in your vehicle and you have to, I don't know about your vehicles, but both our vehicles, if you're in the front seats and you don't have your seatbelt on, ding, ding, ding. Oh, my word. Them Japanese, they make it so you cannot. Honda is no mess around with that. There's no, you can't, I'm like, I'll just drive a mile and it'll go off. Nope. No, it doesn't. So how do you know? I know. Oh, click. Click. And then all of a sudden you have to slam on your brakes and there's an accident. Whew. I'm thankful I was ready. All of a sudden in life, there you're going, oh, this is a pain, this is a pain, this is a pain. All of a sudden, wham, there's an accident. Oh, I'm thankful I have these things. Psalm 62 and verse 8, trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us, Selah. Again, I like that Selah word. Hey, stop and think about that. Stop there. Think. Think about what I just said. Trust in him at all times. Do you trust the name of the Lord? Do you trust God to be who he says he is? In a world of disappointments and broken promises, we talked about this morning, it's wonderful to know. It's wonderful to know someone we can trust. Go back to Psalm chapter 5. Psalm chapter 5. 9 weeks we studied in looking at different names of God. Can I encourage you to trust those names? Trust him at who he says he is. Psalm chapter 5 and verse 11, it says, "But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee." You see the connection between God's name and trust. Because God's name means something. As we started this series, we had a list of names, right? We brought up, what does your name mean? And what does your name mean? Well, maybe you'll be that and maybe you won't. Hopefully not, Jacob. No offense. Supplanter. I'm sure they rewrote Jacob, right? I mean, it probably means wonder and happy and great and tall. Skinny. Whatever your name means. Maybe you'll live up to it, maybe you won't. Maybe you don't want to. But God's name reveals who he is. in Genesis, Jacob wrestles with the angel, God himself. So how do you know it's God himself? Because the things that the angel passed on, only God could bless. He demands to know his name, and he reveals himself about himself. He says, I'm Jacob, pretty much saying, I'm a liar. I'm a cheat. And us being honest with who we are, what happens? His name got no, you will no longer be called Jacob. You will be Israel, meaning a prince. God lives up to his name every single time. Every single time you call him out on these, he will be that to you. Psalm chapter 9 and verse 10. Turn with me. Chapter 9 and verse 10. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. This is not an obscure thought. Do you see the connection between trust and the name of God? There's not just one verse. Psalm chapter 9 and verse 10. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Underline that. Mark that off. Put that in your Bible, because you're going to need that someday. You're going to need God to be who he says he is. Say, I got things right now. You think you got things right now. You don't got things right now. God is allowing you to just maybe coast a little bit. Or maybe you're just hanging on by a thread. Do you trust him? Do you trust him? And they that know thy name, do you know who God is? Turn with me to Psalm 33 tonight. Psalm 33 and verse 20. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart, in verse 21, shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. What's the big deal about God's name? It's who he is. It's his character. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. We have trusted in his holy name. Point number one tonight is God is someone we can trust in. Point number two, and this is our second and final point, and it's short. Problem solving. In the ACE curriculum in algebra, there are 12 paces in algebra. I love them all. The 12th pace is a review, so there's actually only 11 paces of new material. Within those 11 paces, there are two paces, possibly some of the most hated paces by all of students. Word problems. A plane is traveling at a velocity of this. How long does it take to meet another plane traveling at this velocity? What are they doing? They're trying to make application for math in your life. When problems come into your life, you try and solve them on your own. Problem solving. We have got to be problem solvers. We are faced with problems all the time. Within our homes, within our workplaces, within personally, within our own hearts and our own flesh. We can pretend there's no problems, but there are problems. What do we do with those problems? Some people, I'll tell you what some of the options are. We can find a giant rug and sweep them underneath. But if you ever tried to hide an elephant underneath a rug, it's not easy at all. It's not really hidden. We had the Obies over yesterday, and Weston was playing hide-and-go-seek with the kids, and he was hiding in the middle of the room with a jacket over him. Not good at hiding. And sometimes we do that with problems. I'm just going to pretend it's not there. Maybe no one will notice. No, it just becomes an obstacle in our life that we got to go around all the time. That is not good problem solving. The people that grow in their faith are the ones that identify the problem between them and the Lord and solve it. Again, Proverbs 18:10 says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth unto it and is safe." God has promised to meet our needs and direct your life as you trust Him. Familiar verses, but unfortunately, we become almost callous to this thought. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. So who's solving the problems for you? If we ever tell the Lord, "I got this," you're in big trouble. We need to allow the Lord, we need to trust the Lord to solve these problems for us. We can pretend they're not there, but they just get bigger and bigger. I don't know about you, but in my life, if I pretend that a problem isn't there, it just gets bigger. The best time to handle a problem is right away. A few days ago, last week, we were moving some wood, and I was moving a piece of wood, and I was pulling it out of the back of the truck, and as I slid it out, I had a sliver go into my hand. It's like, ah, you know. It was pine, and well, I'm carrying it out, and I thought I got it out. You know, you pulled the piece that's sticking out. Well, there was some in there, and I kept saying, "I'll get to that later, get to that later." All of a sudden, it started getting real warm and tender. I pushed on it, and clear liquid came out, and I'm like, "That's not good." It would have been better had I handled the thing right away. I had to do some major surgery, taking needles and needle nose pliers to your hand hurts. That hurts. I had to soak it in hot water for about 10 minutes to soften up the skin because it was really deep down in there. Would have been a lot easier had I just pulled it out right away. Problems don't get better when you leave them. No, they just get infected and tender and sore. So then the slightest touch to my hand hurt. Can you see the same illustration in our own life? We have problems within our soul, within our heart, and we leave them unattended. And then the slightest touch really causes a lot of pain. The longer we let that go, the longer we do not allow the Lord to solve our problems, the longer we try and solve the problems on our own, the longer we do not trust God to be who He says He is, the more painful that will be. Next time you face a difficult situation, don't try and handle it on your own. Run to the strong tower. The Bible says in Proverbs 18:10, this is the third time we've said this verse now, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous slowly retreat to it." No, that's not what it says. "Runneth into it." Hey, when the trouble comes, what should we do? Run to the Lord. Run to the Lord and trust Him with all your heart. I pray that God will continue to teach you more about Himself. Which name of God means the most to you? Was it the Creator, Jehovah? Was it Jehovah Jireh, the Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals? Do you trust His name, His holy name? To trust His name is to trust Him for who He is. So what have you learned about God's character that you can share with others? What has God showed you about Himself that you could share with others? It's a blessing to hear about our young people and people going and telling their neighbors about the Lord. That's good. How will what you have learned help you in the future? I hope you mark some of these verses down that we talked about tonight. If things are going really well right now, we're all good. All right, we'll mark it down because strap in, life goes up and down. Do you trust in His name? For to trust in His name is to trust in the very character of God. Let's all stand. We'll be dismissed. Sometimes it's a cell phone. Sometimes it's KMA. It's all right. She's found out there's school tomorrow. All day we've been talking about trusting in the Lord. Again, I know we may feel like, oh yeah, of course I trust in the Lord. Yeah, do we? Or are we leaning on a broken crutch? Are we leaning on me? Are we leaning on hands of arms of flesh? Or are we trusting in God Himself? Do you know the Lord? If I were to ask you, do you know God? Is this how you would describe Him? Because personally, He has revealed Himself to you in your life. I encourage you to continue to search out the Scriptures. You're not limited to search the Scriptures only in church. Real relationship with the Lord is had outside of these walls. Now, certainly want to encourage one another, but trust in Him at all times, ye people. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for tonight. Thank You for this study that has taken us, well, a few months now.